Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Global FinTech Fest 2025 to begin today in Mumbai. Qatar adopts India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between two countries. US government shutdown drags into a week as Senate fails to pass funding bills again. And in cricket, South Africa beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Women's ODI World Cup in Indore. And now, world news in detail. The 6th edition of Global FinTech Fest, GFF, will begin in Mumbai today. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will participate in the inaugural session of the festival. Empowering Finance for a Better World Powered by AI is the theme for this year's festival. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his UK counterpart Keir Starmer are expected to deliver the keynote address on Thursday in GFF. Both the leaders will also engage with industry experts, policy makers and innovators. A special attraction of the conference this year will be the Bharat AI Experience Zone by NPCI and NVIDIA. There will also be a huge expo with more than 400 exhibitors showcasing the latest in fintech. A plethora of ancillary activities such as workshops, hackathons, investment pitches, fintech awards and numerous networking events are also designed to turn the conference into a unique mix of insights and exposure to cutting-edge technology. The three-day event will be held at Mumbai's Jio World Center with an expected footfall of over 1 lakh and participation of over 7,500 companies. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal launched India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, at the Lulu Mall in Doha, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between India and Qatar. The launch symbolizes growing trust across borders and aims to enhance ease of transactions for citizens and businesses in both the nations. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Goyal thanked Qatar National Bank for integrating the UPI into their payment systems.
As the PM rightly said, UPI is a marvel for the world, and this expanded trade will further be strengthened with the adoption of UPI. I thank and compliment the Qatar National Bank for taking up UPI as a part of their payment systems. I encourage other banks and institutions in Qatar to also adopt UPI. The businesses of both countries and the people-to-people connect are reflective of a growing future-ready partnership.
Talking to media on the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, the minister stated that both the nations are actively discussing the initiation of formal FTA negotiations. He mentioned that discussions are currently underway to finalize the terms of reference, after which talks will be fast-tracked. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that the world is witnessing more competition and India has to strategize and keep rising amid such volatility. Addressing the inaugural session of Aravali Summit at the School of International Studies in JNU, New Delhi, yesterday evening, Dr. Jayashankar said, a nation's profile is judged by the power of its ideas.
India must operate in a multipolar environment while itself preparing to emerge as a pole. That is why multi-alignment serves it well right now. And the goal of becoming a leading power is a natural one for the future. And preparations must commence now to create a global footprint. No region is too far away to anymore to engage for Indian diplomacy. And you can see that whether it is the Nordics or the FIPIC involving Pacific Islands, West Africa, CARICOM.
In Nepal, the death toll has reached 60 due to landslides and floods in the last 3 days. According to the Nepal Home Ministry sources, 60 people, including 15 children, have died in 11 districts. At 37, majority of the deaths were from the worst-hit Ilam district in Koshi province that saw floods, landslides, lightning and road accidents. Monsoon is active in 5 of Nepal's 7 provinces, namely Koshi, Mathes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini. Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force personnel were deployed for carrying out rescue operations in different areas. The Nepal government announced compensation of 2 lakh Nepali rupees as immediate relief to the kin of those who lost their lives in rain-related disasters. According to the National Disaster and Risk Reduction Management Authority, the injured will be provided with free treatment. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIA News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. The US government shutdown has dragged into a week as Senate failed to pass the funding bills again. The US Senate voted on continuing resolutions and funding bills in a bid to end the government shutdown. However, both Democratic and Republican proposals failed to gather 60 votes needed to advance, pushing the shutdown into its seventh day. The Republican-backed bill failed in a 52-42 vote. The Democratic proposal also fell short with a 45-50 vote. Neither side was able to secure the bipartisan support needed to overcome the Senate filibuster threshold. With no breakthrough in sight, lawmakers are now expected to vote on a House-passed Republican version that would fund the government through late November. U.S. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt has blamed the Democrats for playing political games for the shutdown. Addressing a press conference, she said, "If the Democrats do not vote to open the government, federal workers will not receive their next full paycheck."
Democrats, unfortunately, are continuing to play political games, and we are now in day 6 of the Democrat federal government shutdown. Millions of American federal workers are under enormous financial stress as a result, wondering how they will pay their bills and take care of their families. If the Democrats do not vote to open the government tonight, federal workers will not receive their next full paycheck.
U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act that allows a president to deploy military troops inside the country. While speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump said that he will use this power if necessary. So far, it has not been necessary, but the country has an Insurrection Act for a reason.
Well, I'd do it if it was necessary. So far, it hasn't been necessary, but we have an Insurrection Act for a reason. If I had to enact, I'd do that. If people were being killed and courts were holding us up or governors or mayors were holding us up, sure, I'd do that. I mean, I want to make sure that people aren't killed. We have to make sure that our cities are safe.
U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that his administration will impose 25% tariffs on all medium and heavy-duty trucks coming into the U.S. from other countries, starting from 1st of November. Israel and Hamas officials are holding indirect negotiations in Egypt's resort city of Sharm el-Sheikh to secure agreement on a U.S.-backed plan to end the war in Gaza. Palestinian and Egyptian officials confirmed that the discussions are focused on creating the field conditions for an exchange deal that would see the release of all Israeli hostages in return for a number of Palestinian prisoners. And in Women's ODI World Cup cricket, South Africa defeated New Zealand by 6 wickets at Holkar Stadium in Indore last night. South Africa comfortably surpassed the target of 232 runs, scoring 234 runs for 4 in 40.5 overs, with Tasmin Brits making 101 runs, while Sion Lewis scoring unbeaten 83 runs. Today, England will take on Bangladesh at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Global FinTech Fest 2025 to begin today in Mumbai. Qatar adopts India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, marking a new milestone in digital and financial cooperation between the two countries. U.S. government shutdown drags into a week as Senate fails to pass funding bills again. And in cricket, South Africa beat New Zealand by 6 wickets in Women's ODI World Cup in Indore. And that is the end of World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Have a great day.